Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And of course, I am the one and only Don S. McClure. We have an exciting show for you tonight. And I do mean exciting. If you can spell exciting, E-X-C-I-T, then you will be entertained. I kid you not. We've got a great show for you tonight. I can't figure out what happened to our board? It played my audience clapping first before it played the theme song. And then my producer looked at me like, what is your problem? I said, hey, I'm drinking some red tea. If you want to reach me, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you will be on the internet. On the World Wide Web, you will be listening and seeing my show on the internet. And if you got a telephone, an old phone, a track phone, an Obama phone, a country phone, a HIG, a TCC, or just a free darn phone, you can dial 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial to get into the show, and I'm telling you, you can hear me all over the world as long as you can pay for your telephone bill. So just make sure that you tune in every Friday because, again, I have such an exciting show. We have a new sponsor for our shows for the next 30 days. You are going to hear from a gentleman named Willie Ingram Jr. He is a real estate specialist. And if you're looking for a home in Texas, or wherever the heck you are, Willie Ingram is the man to go to. I'm telling you, he'll get you that beautiful home, ranch home, country home, condominium, whatever you want to buy. Willie could do it for you. We're going to be able to play his first advertising track, and I know you're going to enjoy that. But in the meantime, in between time, you are listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And tonight, our topic is April showers bring May flowers, so what does imagination bring? And imagination is the key to creativity in your life. And you can apply that to real estate, boxing, whatever field you want to go into. Just remember, imagination brings creativity. So you got to think about that, and I want you to think about that while you listen to our show. I'm telling you, I'm on fire. I'm enjoying it. We've got a great story we're going to be talking to you about, and I want you to write this down. The story was created in 1904, and this story has lasted through the ages. It was created by a man named J.M. Barrie. He created his character, and it was based on his older brother, David, who died in an ice skating accident the day before his 14th birthday. His mother and his brother thought of him as a forever boy, and he created a story that has been in our lives since the beginning of time. It's the story of Peter Pan. So again, we're going to talk about that, how he created it. He took a tragedy and turned it into a story. And he adopted two young men, and the face of one of the men he adopted. So we're going to talk about that story, because the original story was created as an adult play. And then it turned around later on and became the successful Peter Pan story. And Walt Disney didn't do the story until 1953, based on J.M. Barrie's creative character. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to get into the show. I want to play our first commercial for the gentleman that I think is going to go a long way in real estate, Mr. Willie Ingram Jr. And when they come back, we've got more great things for our show and some great lineup of music. We got the best music on the World Wide Web, and I'm going to send a dedication out to my cousin who is celebrating 9 years of being married in California. Yay! Woo! Ah, woo, wee, ah, woo, woo, woo. That's my clap. Let me play this track, and when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the Don S. McClure Show.
Buying a home. Time is important. Things change. But that desire for a great home never leaves you. It's the most important purchase you'll ever make. And with knowledge and experience plus the support of a world-class leader in the real estate industry, I will make things easy for everyone involved in this most important decision. As a real estate professional, I am always looking for that special place, the place you want to call home. As your personal contact, things will become convenient and simple. I want to make finding a home easy for you. Call our local office today. I am reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can dial 972-571-8642 and reach me. Our website, willieingram.cbintouch.com. Willie Ingram Jr., your real estate professional, brokered by Coldwell Banker, Keller, Texas, a company that has been around for centuries.
Wow, and you know what? My team worked on overtime to get that done, and I am so proud of that. And you're going to hear it a few more times on our show tonight, because he is our featured sponsor for the whole month. So again, you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, drinking my red tea, and I'm going to try not to giggle my head off, but we've got some great music for you tonight. And again, I want you to write down how this man, J.M. Barrie, created a story based on his brother's death at an ice skating rink. And he was just about to turn 14. So it shows you how to take tragedy and turn it into success. Let's get our first track on. It's my girl, Beyonce, Love on Top, dedicated to my cousin in California. And we have reached 210,000 listeners. That's 210,000 crazy people out there. Let me get the track on.
Stars all the way from here. Can't you see?
like that, man. You know, when I played the video, I was dancing in the studio like I was in Beyonce's group. You're the only one I know. Okay, all right. And the choreography. That young lady can get some choreographers. If you ever watch The End of Time by Beyonce, watch in the background as one of the young ladies gets up out of chair and runs completely around the whole room and comes back and sits in the chair, and then Beyonce ends the track. So you're talking about somebody who has taken creativity to the highest level. Her and Willie Ingram, man, they running neck and neck. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am so happy tonight. It is Friday, and we were supposed to have a snowstorm, and I'm not thinking about that old snow, and I'm not going to play Let It Snow, because I don't want it to snow. Remember, we're talking about April showers, because it rains in April, brings May flowers, so what does imagination bring? Well, you know, when you think about it, and again, it should bring your most creative moments to create stories or views which can contain true life issues, true imagination. You can take all of your fears, your disappointments, or your loss of those who you loved and who were dear, and even bad relationships, financial issues, and turn them into stories that will transform your life. And when we talk about that, I'm working with a young lady who is married to Isaac Hayes, and everybody knows he's the biggest icon in the world. And she's taking what she did in their life and turning it into a beautiful story. And it's called My Life with Ike. And so I'm working on the cover for her, and I'm telling you, I'm finding more and more people using their creative side to build their life up, which is a great thing. One of the things that I like about being creative, and again, I'm going to be talking a lot about Willie Ingram. He's a real estate agent that decided to take a step out on faith and create an advertising slot on my radio show. Now, of course, we produced it and put it all together, but it shows you he's saying, how do I become different? How do I get in the lead? And on YouTube, there are 7 of the greatest real estate people in the world who all say the same thing. Take a leap of faith, get out there, put yourself as a leader, not a follower, and they can guarantee that you will get into the field you want to be in and make some money at that. So I want you to really think about your creative side. So that's why I said April showers, which is the month we're in, brings May flowers, which is the month we're going into. And what does your imagination bring you? Are you really ready to take your life to that creative higher level? And I want you to think about that. We're going to play a track called I'm Changing by Jennifer Hudson, who I love so much. And I think she was singing that to me when she was in my dreams. I'm changing. I love me some Don McClure. That wasn't it. But I do like the song. I want you to think about that. And I want you to think about why she's singing that, what flowers May is going to bring you. And if you're changing, I want you to think about changing now. And change them socks. That's what my mother used to tell me. Ooh, them socks stink. Change them.
Look at me. I am changing. Trying every way I can. I am changing. I'll be better than I am. I'm trying to find a way to understand. But I need you. I need you. I need. I am changing. I'm
when I saw that video, when I saw the movie Dreamgirls, I said, man, I'm going to change. I'm going to do better. I'm going to stop giving them ice cream girls all my ice cream and money. Oh, man. I'm going to change right now, right here. Man, I'm telling you, them songs mess me up. Did you know my therapist called me on the phone and she said, Don, I want you to count to 10 and breathe and stop talking about them ice cream girls. I said, okay, all right, I'm changing. I'm better now. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure. Man, I am on fire tonight. My board is lit up with so many blue lights. I can't even see all the phone numbers that's on my show. Man, we've got a great show for you tonight. And again, I want you to write that down. Think about what Jennifer just said. She's changing. She realizes that she can't do everything by herself. That's the image and the information that a wise person does. They search out people who are professionals who can help them achieve what they want to do. So again, you can take all of your fears, all of your disappointments, your loss of those who you held dear, and even the bad relationships, them bad little boyfriends and girlfriends, or your financial issues, and turn them into stories that will transform your life. Think about Tyler Perry. He was homeless, and he made something out of his life. I mean, if you go through life and look at all these different people who took some tragedies and turned them into victories. So I want you to think about that while you listen to the Don S. McClure Show, and we're talking about April showers, bring May flowers, and what does your imagination bring you? You know, one of the great things about having a radio show, you get to reach out to people and share information, and they actually write you back. And then we find just great subjects for them to ponder on, not so much to tell them what to do, but we want them to think about what we're talking about. They might say, you know what, that light bulb went off. There was a gentleman that passed that was in his 80s that was one of the greatest musicians in the world. Gato Barbieri, and we're going to play a track by him. It's called Europa. And when I got a chance to hear that track, I was so impressed with him. Man, I couldn't get enough of him. And one of my older brothers turned me on to Gato. And the thing that's amazing, at 83, he was still playing music. And man, this man was bad, played with Carlos Santana and every goddamn body. So I want you to listen to Europa while you think about what Mayflowers are going to bring a change into your life. You might even want to buy your girlfriend some flowers. Your girls may want to send your boyfriend, some flowers. Oh, that's a hint. My producer looked at me and said, yeah, my wife, she be telling me about what you keep saying about these flowers, and I'm not buying none. I said, okay, you're going to be at home doing nothing by yourself. Thank you. Man, now you know what? One of the things that I liked about Gato Barbieri, he made some amazing sounds with a saxophone that were like being on an island or something. And people used to just go crazy when he would play. And I mean, he was real cool too, man. He'd have his hat on and just be playing. Bop, 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 bop. And I remember, this is a true story now, this is a true story. I remember when I was going to high school and we had a prom, man. And I was dancing with this girl. And I put my little fingers on her back. And her father slapped me. He said, "Get your hands off my daughter." I said, "No, I don't know why I like to tell them stories." I'm just telling a story. I just had to throw that in there. But I do like Gato Barbieri. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show. And I am the one and only. The one and only Don S. McClure that God even says, "Don, what the heck is wrong with you?" I say, "Well, you made me. What the heck more you want? I'm in your image." Oh, man. You can catch my show at 347-633-9376. That's the number you can dial on your phone all across the world. And if you want to go on your tablet, your small little computer, your laptop, your desktop, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Don S. McClure, and you will be on the greatest lifestyle show on the internet. And tonight we're talking about trying to get you encouraged to take your imagination to a whole new level. I mean, think about it. We're still talking about Peter Pan from 1904, a story that's been recreated and recreated and recreated. And now there's a new movie out called Peter and Wendy from 2015. It was released. And the track to that is so amazing. I'm going to play it for you in a minute. But one of the things I wanted to talk about, when they did this movie, they actually based it on a different variation of the story about a little girl that was in a hospital dying, and she wanted to live forever. And the hospital listened to her story, and they kind of created this little mythical story where it's now she gets to meet Peter and Wendy, and her name is Wendy. I mean, it's just an amazing thing. We're going to talk about that. But J.M. Barrie first used Peter Pan as a character in a section of The Little White Bird in 1902 as an adult novel. He returned to that character as the center of his stage play entitled Peter Pan or The Boy Who Wouldn't Grow Up. It premiered on December 27th in 1904 in London. The play was highly popular, running till 1930. This version establishes such a great wealth of information for people where I guess they thought their kids would never grow up. So anyway, J.M. Barrie's real name is Sir James Matthew Barrie, and he was the first baronet. I mean, he was a baron. And on May 9th, 1860, he was born. And June 1937, he became a Scottish novelist and playwright, best remembered today as the creator of Peter Pan. He was born and educated in Scotland, but moved to London, where he wrote a number of successful novels and plays. There he met the Llewyn Davis brothers, who inspired him to write about a baby boy who has magical adventures in Kensington Gardens, including in The Little White Bird. Then he went on to write Peter Pan or The Boy Who Couldn't Grow Up as a fairy play about an ageless boy and an ordinary girl named Wendy who have adventures in the fantasy settings of Never Never Land. Now, although he continued to write successfully, this is where you got to kind of be careful at now. Peter Pan overshadowed most of his work. So even though he did a whole lot of other stuff, they kept coming to him saying, "What about Peter Pan? What about Peter Pan? What about Peter Pan?" And I know he said, "God darn it, I can write more than that." So I want you to think about your creativity. And again, you don't want to get stuck into one genre. Like some people are just known for writing children's stories, which is okay. But if you become more versatile, like selling all kinds of real estate, hey, you make more and more and more money. I'm going to play this track by Chaka Khan called Love You All My Life. I think it's fast. I don't know. No. Actually, I'm going to play a track by Lela James called Something Got a Hold on Me. My producer just looked at me like, Don, would you stop drinking that red tea? Actually, I just wanted to throw that joke in there, but I am going to play Lela James. Something Got a Hold on Me While You Think About Your Imagination.
Everybody clap your hands right here. Come on.
Never felt like this, before. Something got a hold on me, and it won't let go. I believe I'd fly if I only could. It sure feels strange, but it sure feels good. And I said, oh, 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 oh. Something got a hold on me, and I said, oh, it must be love.
I love me some Lela James. And again, for you new listeners, I know you don't know who the Ice Cream Girls are, but there was three little girls who used to torment the heck out of me when I drove an ice cream truck. And that's why I keep thinking about them. Every time I play a good song like that Lela James, it must be ice cream. No, okay. But let me play this PSA. And when I come back, we got more great music to talk about. And we're going to play the track from Peter and Wendy. I know you're going to enjoy that, and you're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I am the one and only Don S. McClure, and we've got more great music coming up for you.
It's our last errand today, Jimmy. Just need to pick up some light bulbs.
Whoa, there's so many. Did Grandma tell you which ones to buy?
No, but check out the label on this package. It'll help us find the right bulbs.
Does it really matter?
Well, sure. The new light bulbs use a lot less energy, so we save money on our electric bill by using an energy-saving incandescent, CFL, or LED.
How about this bulb?
Yeah, let's see. We need to replace the 60-watt bulbs in our bedside lamps. That one is 800 lumens, so it should do the trick.
I've never heard of lumens.
Lumens tell us how bright the light is. The more lumens, the brighter the bulb.
You know, Grandpa, you're a pretty bright guy.
Yeah, you're pretty smart yourself, Jimmy.
Lumens, the new way to shop for light. Learn more at energysavers.gov. That's energysavers.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Energy.
I can't stand that little Timmy. How come he couldn't say, did Grandma really rely on you, Grandpa, because you're so smart? He talking about, did Grandma tell you what to buy? Man, Grandma wasn't nowhere around buying no light bulbs. Man, I can't stand that little Timmy. He kills me. Do you know that's the top-rated PSA on my show? I don't know why people like that little Timmy. I can't stand that little boy. But anyway, I'm going to play this next PSA, and when I come back, it's a commercial. We're going to have more great music and more talk about Peter Pan. Just think about somebody creating something that's lasting throughout the ages.
Buying a home. Time is important. Things change. But that desire for a great home never leaves you. It's the most important purchase you'll ever make. And with knowledge and experience plus the support of a world-class leader in the real estate industry, I will make things easy for everyone involved in this most important decision. As a real estate professional, I am always looking for that special place, the place you want to call home. As your personal contact, things will become convenient and simple. I want to make finding a home easy for you. Call our local office today. I am reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can dial 972-571-8642 and reach me. Our website, willieingram.cbintouch.com. Willie Ingram Jr., your real estate professional, brokered by Coldwell Banker Keller, Texas, a company that has been around for centuries.
Outdoor grilling is a great way for family and friends to enjoy the many tastes of summer. So when planning your next barbecue, remember to think safety first. Avoid wearing loose-fitting clothing when grilling at home or a campsite. Keep children at a safe distance. Have a fire extinguisher handy. And put out all fires before leaving the grilling area. For more tips on safe grilling, visit the Bureau of Fire Services website at michigan.gov/BFS.
And I want you to remember to check your fire extinguisher so you don't burn down your new house. I can imagine Willie driving down the road and seeing flames coming up in the house he just sold somebody. It'd be like, man, what were they thinking? So anyway, check stuff out, your light bulbs, your electricity, your water, and make sure that you buy the house of your dreams that you want and get it through Willie. That guy gave you a great deal. You're listening to the Donis McClure Show, and I am the one and only Donis McClure. We're going to the movies, and yes, we're going to play a track and Wendy. And it's called I Will Love You 1,000 Years. Man, can you imagine loving somebody for 1,000, 10,000, 100,000? That's a heck of a long time. This version establishes a dramatic connection with the great Ormond Street, the world-famous children's hospital that has become associated with Peter Pan. The story will be retold through the imagination of a young girl named Lucy who is about to receive hospital treatment for a serious heart condition. This is Lucy's version of Peter Pan, the startling fantasy of a brave, imaginative, and utterly modern young girl who fears her illness might mean that she, like Peter Pan, may not grow up. Lucy dreams this version of Peter Pan into existence after reading the novel late on the night before her operation, when her weakened heart is already beginning to fail. This is why she identifies it so deeply, why her imagination works upon it so powerfully, and why we care so much about her story. Man, can you imagine? That's what I'm talking about. Taking your creativity and turning a tragedy into a successful story. So let's listen to Wendy and my girl, actually my guy Peter. It's called I Will Love You 1,000 Years. Man, I wish somebody loved me for 1,000 years. Maybe 10,000. Maybe 20,000.
forget?
Man, you're talking about a track. Did you hear her at the end? You won't forget me, will you? To the little ice cream girls. Done. Never. As long as you give me some ice cream. I'm going to throw an ice cream cone at them little girls. Oh, man. I like that track, though, man. And I saw the video. The video is beautiful. I played it on Facebook. You're listening to the Don S. McClure Show, and I'm crying. I've got water all on my computer. And you won't forget me, will you? Yeah, tomorrow. Oh, man. But that, I'm going to call the law, which is a track by Outkast. Sometimes I wonder, where do I get those corny jokes from? Man, they are really corny. Let me call the law with Outkast. And when I come back, we've got more great music for you on the Don S. McClure Show. And I want you to think about, man, my board is so lit up with numbers, I can't even see straight. We got another track to play called Outkast, called Call the Law. Oh, man, I got to stop crying. I can't even see my keyboard. Oh, man, that's funny.
And Booster on the Peachtrees, A-K-I-S-S-I-N-G. Wow, first
wow, the love now.
Then comes the marriage, we'll put one baby, two baby, three baby, campus baby.
Welcome to my world, ocean first mountain. Welcome to her world, ocean first mountain. Call me the poor girl, cause I love to fight them. Call her the poor girl, cause she loves to fight them. I'm quite sweet.
Cover them ears. It appears that your mama won't drama. We need a comma or some space between words. For better or for worse, this is not what I deserve. The worst that I can take. Actually, I want the cake and eat it too and plus your plate. But wait now, don't you get the house, kids, cars? Everything we built together was ours. Now it's all yours. That's hard. It's all yours. Good God.
If you don't think I mean it, then you
Love is
that my best ain't good enough. I don't know what to tell you. I'm the king of this castle. Come on, baby. Hold up, hold up.
If you don't think I mean it, then you feel it when I'm gone. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I'm up to 3 o'clock in the morning. While you party, I'm still the dawning. I said I'm done, enough of your love. I said I'm done, enough of your love. Darling, ain't no feeling left. It's just a killing. Oh, just grab my gun and let's go out. Just grab my gun and let's go out. It ain't no room for love. It's just this burning. It got me reeling. Call the law and hold your gun. Call the law and hold your gun.
Woo! I mean, she called the law. And he said, well, I'm the boss of this castle. And she fired her gun at him. That's because he was fooling around. He was like, hey, it ain't nobody's business. And I ain't thinking about them little heifers out there. I'm going to play a track by a guy called D-W-E-L-E. I think it's Dwell. And it's called I Think I Love You. And I hope I don't have to get no tissue for this song. Man, my board is lit up with blue lights, even from Oklahoma. Man, I like that. But anyway, I'm going to play this track, and when I come back, we got more great music for you. It is 7:53, and we're going to take a quick PSA when I come back later on, maybe after 8 o'clock, 8:05. But I'm telling you, I am on fire, and I wish my maid was here. I don't know when she's coming back to work. She always talking about, I'm still on vacation, Mr. McClure. Don't call me. I'm in Puerto Rico. I say, well, can you port on back and do something worthwhile? Oh, man. Let me play this track, and when I come back, hey, I kind of sound like a poet, don't I? We got more great music for you. And I want to send a shout-out to Randa in Memphis, Tennessee. Her sister is Dr. K. And I sent her a note, and she wrote back, said, Don, thank you so much. And I said, you're welcome, Randa. And, man, that girl know a lot about sports. And they got a show on Tuesday night that I want you to listen to in Memphis, Tennessee. It's called On the Couch with Dr. K. So tune into that show. But let me get this track on and quit running my gibbers. I don't know. I had some gibbers.
Been together less than a week, but I swear it seems like 2 years at least. Whether face to face or over the phone, when I hear your voice, I'm right at home. More than a man could ever want, girl. Cameras to see if I'm being pawned. Everything about you is so, so sexy. You do your own thing. You got your own money. Everything about you is so damn. You're so damn beautiful. More than a man could ever want, girl. Asking to see if I'm being pawned. Ain't no sense in lying to you or to myself.
I know it's
so.
Hey, did you know he said damn in that song about 5 times? And I'm not supposed to say that on my show, but I say, man, I'm just thinking. He think he love her. Well, if he don't know by now, I don't know what to tell you. Oh, man, let's see if we get this caller on the phone. Hello, caller. This is Don S. McClure, and you're on the Don S. McClure Show. Well, I guess somebody's screaming in the background. Okay, all right. Well, that's a caller on the phone. That's a caller on the Don S. McClure Show. I guess they having a lot of people are having listening parties where they actually let everybody in their house and in the apartment and at the club hear my show. I like that. We're going to play a track by Jennifer Hudson and Beyonce. We're featuring tonight some Dream Girl tracks. And I know when I saw this movie, man, I just cried for that Jennifer, because Beyonce treated her so bad in the movie now. I don't know about real life, but in the movie. And they were both singing the same song. So we're going to play both the tracks. You are all I love and I emotion. You want. Oh, okay, all right. Somebody told me I couldn't sing. Can you believe that? Oh, man.
One night only.
Drinking too much of that red tea. It's got me acting crazy. I'm trying not to drink that red tea. Did you know my producer hid my red tea? I came in looking for the red tea. He said, there ain't no more. I said, there ain't no more. He said, there ain't no more. So I called the store and they said, Don, he bought 4 cases yesterday. I said, man, where is my red tea? He said, stop drinking that stuff on the show. I said, okay. And my priest called. He said, Don, you better get to church. You didn't even come to church on Easter. I say, oh, so you toe. All the way back to Kokomo. I got to tell you this before I play the track. You know, you heard the words never, right, in Wendy and Peter. Well, anyway, and this is a true story. My 2 youngest sons, they're out in the back area playing. And we have this high-level patio area. So Josh is my oldest son, and Jacob is my youngest son, and they're real small. So anyway, while I'm thinking about this, because it just makes you laugh about kids, right? So anyway, Josh won't let Jacob catch him. So he comes in the house. My youngest son says, Daddy, Josh won't let me catch him. So I come outside. And I say, Josh, you get down there and let your brother catch you. And Josh hollers out, never. I died laughing. I said, boy, if you don't get down there, I'll beat you. And I died laughing because he threw his hands up in the air and he said, never. So every time I hear the word never. Okay, all right. I think about my 2 kids. And my little son was really crying. He was like, Daddy, Josh won't let me catch you. Oh, man. Okay, anyway, let me play this track called Two Bad Habits by Angie Stone.
Hey,
never.
Yeah.
Chicks that I came
Now, you know when I played that song, I got a story to tell you. And I kid you not. I kid you not. I used to bake these brownies for this little girl. And I said, I got two bad habits, and one of them is you. And she threw them up and at me. She said, you can't even cook. Oh, man. Stop drinking that red tea. I'm telling you. But I did. It's two bad habits. I can't help it. Because I wanted to make some chocolate devil food cake. I can't even think of the story. Let me play this track. I will survive. Because I will survive. I want you to think about April showers bring Mayflowers, but what does your imagination bring? That's going to make your life better and fill it full of creativity. I want you to think about that. And then, you know, after that little girl threw those muffins at me, I sang this song, I Will Survive.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along. But now you're back from outer space. I just walked in to find you here with that sad look upon your face. I should have changed that.
give me my ice cream back, I will survive. You give it back. No, I'm not. You give it back. No, I won't. I will survive without them ice cream girls. I don't care. Anyway, I got a track I got to play called 7 Years by Lucas Graham. Oh, man. I got to stop drinking that red tea. But anyway, this is a good track. He's talking about 7 years. What happens 7 years? 7 years from now, when he turns 20, when he turns 30, when he turns 40. And it's a good song. I kid you not. I like it. It's by Lucas Graham. 7 years.
Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. It was a big, big world, but we thought we were bigger. Pushing each other to the limits, we were learning quicker. By 11, smoking herb and drinking burning liquor. Never rich, so we were out to make that steady figure. Once I was 11 years old, my daddy told me, go get yourself a wife or you'll be lonely. Once I was 11 years old. I always had that dream like my daddy before me. So I started writing songs, I started writing stories. Something about that glory just always seemed to bore me. Cause only those I really love will ever really know me. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. Before the morning sun when life was lonely. Once I was 20 years old. I only see my goals, I don't believe in failure. Cause I know the smallest voices, they can make it major. I got my boys with me, at least those in favor. And if we don't meet before I leave, I hope I'll see you later. Once I was 20 years old, my story got told. I was writing about everything I saw before me. Once I was 20 years old. Soon we'll be 30 years old. Our songs have been sold. We've traveled around the world and we're still roaming. Soon we'll be 30 years old. About life, my woman brought children for me, so I can sing them all my songs and I can tell them stories. Most of my boys are with me, some are still out seeking glory, and some I had to leave behind. My brother, I'm still savvy. Soon I'll be 60 years old. My daddy got 61. Remember life, and then your life becomes a better one. I made a man so happy when I rode the leather once. I hope my children come and visit once or twice a month. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Soon I'll be 60 years old. Will I think the world is cold? Or will I have a lot of children who can bore me? Soon I'll be 60 years old. Once I was 7 years old, Mama told me, go make yourself some friends or you'll be lonely. Once I was 7 years old. Once I was 7 years old.
Now, you know what? If you listen to the words in that song, and I actually like that, he went from 7 to 11 to 20 to 30. To 50, to 60, and he explained what happened in those different elements of his life. And he says, once I was 7 years old. So for all you people that refuse to grow up when you're 40, You got to think about that. Like he said, at 11 years old, his daddy told him to go drink some vodka and get a girlfriend. But his mother told him you need some friends. And then later on, he had some kids. And what he's talking about is the evolution of life that moves by so fast. That's why he says once he was 50 years old and his father had turned 61 and he told him some things, and then you usually mellow out. So again, what does April showers bring Mayflowers, and what does your imagination bring? I'm telling you, you're never too old to start working on whatever the heck it is you want to do. You're never too old to say, you know what, I could turn it around. And you might do something like the guy that wrote Peter Pan based on some tragedy, and that story has lasted till 2016, and they're still telling it. Now, everybody know they used to run home to hear the Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck. Walt Disney took it and turned it into something else. And, man, I mean, it's just phenomenal how you can live your life, do something with it, and leave a lasting impression. We've got one more track to play, and then I'm going to get the heck on out of here, because once I was 7 years old, then I was 11, then I was 12, then I got slapped in the face, then I got a girlfriend, then I quit her. Then I got her back. I don't know. But once I was 7. Let me play this track. And when I come back, we've got one more commercial to play. And, of course, it's going to be by my main man, Willie. And then we're going to be out of here. Matter of fact, let me play that now. So when we come back, we can go ahead and get the heck off the show. And I can go on out like Rihanna say, please don't stop the music. Just don't stop it, Don.
Buying a home. Time is important. Things change. But that desire for a great home never leaves you. It's the most important purchase you'll ever make. And with knowledge and experience plus the support of a world-class leader in the real estate industry, I will make things easy for everyone involved in this most important decision. As a real estate professional, I am always looking for that special place, the place you want to call home. As your personal contact, things will become convenient and simple. I want to make finding a home easy for you. Call our local office today. I am reachable 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can dial 972-571-8642 and reach me. Our website, willieingram.cbintouch.com. Willie Ingram Jr., your real estate professional, brokered by Coldwell Banker Keller, Texas, a company that has been around for centuries.
Man, I just like the sound of that. So when I start looking for another house in another city, I'm going to have to call Willie. But I actually really, really like that. I mean, it sounds good. I said, man, Don, you can cut up. Let me play this track by Rihanna. And again, I want you to think about your life. Use your creativity, even in your sad moments, even when you're running out of money. Be creative and find a way to turn it around. It's all that I'm trying to tell you to do. Don't let your creativity not work for you. You still got a chance at it. Like the guy say, once he was 7 years old, once he was 11 years old, once he was something, 10, I think, 12. Let me play this track by Rihanna. I got to get the heck out of here and play this track. And when I come back, I'm going to see you next Friday, but I'm also going to sign off. How about that? And I won't have to hear her in my ear with, you've got 10 more seconds to get the heck out the studio.
Please don't stop the music.
Woo!
We'll be right back.
My producer asked me, Don, do you know the words to any song? I said, yeah. Hey, listen, I've had a great time. It's been a great show. I have enjoyed it. See you next Friday. It is going to be, hey, it's almost close to tax time. I better go ahead and file my taxes. Dang. But anyway, I've enjoyed the show. I'm going to give you my favorite saying, enjoy life. That's all you have. And again, mwah, 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 mwah. All my kisses going out to you. I'm going to see you next Friday. And I'm telling you, all the music we play has a meaning to it. So I hope you learn something from it. Your April showers and turn them into Mayflowers of creativity and love. Hey, good night. I'm going out and shake my tutu out, my tutu, my cuckoo, and I'm going to say good night. Oh, man. Good night, everybody.